Oh great, I can't
Blog
find a thing.
Talk Radio.
Going slow. Okay, guess we're not having a theme.
The opinions expressed during the show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
So our affiliates tonight are GoDaddy and Jelly Belly Jelly Beans, and they're really great, especially when it's holiday season. No matter
April Fools.
And tonight we're going to have a load full of topics that are ranging from Kim Kardashian getting offered Burger King offers her a catering, offers to cater her wedding, down to hot pizza. So, I'm going to say anything goes for tonight.
Let's do this.
Yes. So, Red Hood will be along in a little bit. And is Swix gone?
No, Swix isn't here, but Honey is.
Yes. The newest member of team. I'm still kind of shocked at the whole Kim Kardashian and Burger King wanting to offer her catering offer.
Now, didn't Kanye, as a present to Kim, buy her, like, oh, hello?
Yeah. Could you imagine what everything would be like for their wedding? Could you imagine the hysteria?
Tacky as hell.
Well, tacky as
what
hell,
What if they have some gastrointestinal issues, like having problems after eating burgers?
I think that will be the least of their worries. The one thing I'm most laughing about is the actual call, which would go something like this: ring ring, ring ring, ring ring. Oh, hello.
Forever hold your peace.
Hello. You've reached Burger King. We're not here to take over right now. Call right now, but please leave a message at our corporate office.
Hello, this is Kim Kardashian. And by the way, I want 4 computers, 2 things, and 2 other things.
Several hours later. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. Ring. Ring 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 ring.
God, they're not answering.
Ring 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 ring.
God damn it! Ring 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 ring.
Yo, fuck it, get the fuck off my phone. Ring 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 ring. God,
hello, this is Burger King, corporate office. How may we help you?
Yeah. We don't have any more catering options. So basically, we want Burger King to cater our wedding because we are going through our parents are going through a divorce settlement.
Oh,
that's all well and good. But unfortunately, you've reached the English line of Burger King, and we cannot, by way of cross connections, we can't serve you.
Ah, fuck yeah.
But then Kanye would actually have to have his way. Yo, you better service my bitch.
Oh my god.
Oh my.
You better service my bitch. Now, actually, Mr. West, we don't have to service your bitch anymore because Britain doesn't like you nor your wife. Oh, that's fucking it! What's fucking it, pray tell? We're gonna come over there and slap your ass. Not if you want to cater our wedding. For us to cater your wedding.
Don't you mean slap your...
Wait.
Don't you mean slap your bun?
Wait a second. Who ever said that he wanted you to cater our wedding? The gastroenterologist that serviced Kim. What? She said what? Yes. The gastroenterologist that serviced Kim actually called us up and said, basically, we're offering to service your wedding. So wait a second, this call was all ruse. Maybe. Possibly. We don't know. We'll have to see how the transatlantic bill actually goes. Oh, don't worry, my mom's going to pay for it. Currently your mom's going through a divorce settlement. I don't think she'd be able to pay for it. Well, OJ will pay for it. OJ, I don't think we'll pay for it. Why won't he pay for it? Because OJ is a masked man with a bloody glove. Oh, wait. You mean Michael Jackson Vora will pay for it? No, you stupid bitch. No. No. We will pay for it. You will cover the transatlantic bill for us to fly all the... our nasty chicken tenders over. Oh, what else do you have for the menu? Oh, yes, we have an a la carte thing known as Ronald McDonald Fried Up. We also have an a la carte thing as a Kardashian salad. What's a Kardashian salad? Well, a Kardashian salad is all the gossip that you threw in, plus your mom and plus your dad's box of Wheaties, which are fucking old and gray.
And it's got no taste whatsoever.
Oh, wait a second. Does that mean a parfait? Is that a parfait? Yeah, sorta, kinda. But anyway, you know this call is costing me a lot of money. Yeah, we know. You know it's costing me thousands and thousands of dollars. No, we don't know that because we're spoiled. We come from an Armenian family. Oh, and I'm married to a black dude.
No. Oh, no, she's going to be marrying a black dude.
I said I'm going to be marrying a black dude. But yeah, the funny thing is his name is West, and we actually had a baby before her. So how does that work out?
Do I still get to wear a white dress?
Only if it has chicken tenders on it. Then several weeks later, they're coming down to the wedding. And all you see is, sorry, but we can come up with one chicken tender. You're going to have to fight for it. We didn't buy anything else. But yet, the funny thing is that West apparently brought a Kardashian chain of 10 Burger Kings.
Yeah, in Europe.
To, ha- Yes, to make her seem like an international businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how bloody stupid it makes me feel? Or would it make anybody feel? I'm getting fat. I can eat all the fries I want. Does anybody have any objections? No? Okay, then. I'm flying back over to U.S. See ya! And that's exactly how it's been for the last 14 days. No wonder why we said what we sent one fry and one chicken tender over to their wedding as a symbol of our love. Thank you very much, and we hope you enjoy your custom. Click. That's exactly how it would be. That's exactly how it would be. No bones on it. Really?
Well, no, Kim would be crying a lot, though, I'm sure. That really ugly cry, too, where, like, her lips get all puffy and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it looks like a big old tomato mouth.
I'm sure she's going to be getting a lot of Botox. I'm sure she's going to become, like, the next Joan Rivers.
I can only... No, but Joan Rivers has nothing
about... But Kanye!
Yes.
Yes, Kimmy. What do you want?
I want it.
Shut up, you stupid bitch.
I want to get lipo. Yay for
several
kids. But yeah, I get nipped here there.
I want a Care Bear. As a matter of fact, I want all of them. I want to be like Veruca Salt.
It's like, yeah.
Say what?
It's like what are you smoking? Number one. Number two, why the hell would you want to... It's like, yes, she opens her legs. She became famous because of her not knowing how to keep her legs closed.
Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden her fake smile of like, unadulterated... Oh, I have ginger white teeth. You know, it's kind of stupid. Because all, like, the tourists are like, oh my god, Kanye is fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, their baby must be, them baby who's like 1.5 years old, like, oh my god, I have a mommy and daddy who are so fucking spoiled, they didn't even know what to do with me.
It's like, yeah, no, I know what they'll probably do there. Find your way to boarding school.
No, him. But then when the kid gets to boarding school, oh my god.
Oh, hell's gonna break loose.
So, North, what do they call you? Yeah, my name is North. What is it? North. Where's south? Oh, wait. Where's east? I have two friends. No.
It's like, we
get hot. No.
It's like, your mom and dad need you after cardinal direction.
Oh, wait a second.
Next, you're southwest.
Yeah, south. Oh god, could you imagine flight past the Southwest Airlines, the announcement? This is your captain speaking. Hello. Today we have Kanye West. We also have his baby, South by Southwest, which is not to be confused with our corporate affiliations. Thank you very much and have a flight day. Thank you for flying Southwest Airlines. Ding!
No, Southwest to grow up to be a pilot on Southwest Airlines.
South by Southwest.
Hitchcock's new unadulterated thriller, South by Southwest, the horror show that met the airlines.
It's like, wait, your name is South. It's like, your name is Southwest. Oh, what were your parents smoking? What were they smoking? And how much?
Yeah, but then when he's 29, oh my God. But now, it's funny. It is the funniest thing, because like the one of the comments that was said on the chat board said, "Yes, fast food is about their class level. Now, if they can only get Walmart to supply the paper plates or decorations, then Kmart can dress and Kmart to get the dresses, they'll be all set." I could only imagine. Could you imagine what it's going to be like between between Kmart and Walmart and the fighting to the negotiations?
It's like war. It's like we're buying you, Kim and Kanye, like, no. It's like
No. I mean, it could be really funny. Could be really, really funny. The board meeting between the two companies, Walmart is sitting on the left side, Kmart is sitting on the right side, and their managers are sitting at both ends. So it looks like it's a full conference table.
So, any ideas from the field for Kim and Kanye's wedding? I'm sorry, sir, what did you say? You heard me right. Kim and Kanye's wedding. Any ideas? I want it to be the biggest blowout, and them to be mini-me's all over the place. We'll get back to you on that. Right. Charlie, do we have any ideas? We have
some.
I was thinking cheap white linens for the dresses, and also paper napkins for vaginas. Oh, for Mr. West, I was also thinking the tackiest version of a cheap-ass pillow that you can get for the ring. Pillows, can you take care of that? Oh, yes. Amar, what do you want? Well, we were thinking that basically we can go with the Kmart aesthetic, which is basically it's the kind of thing where they go Target on your ass. And nothing against Target, but honestly, Adirondack chairs that look like Minnie Mouse toasters with Kim's face on them, fantastic.
It's like, wait, you're wanting to what? It's like, they're going ghetto. They're going ghetto chic for their wedding.
Ghetto chic. That's fucking awful.
Oh my god. I'm sorry about that.
You just wants to be relevant again.
It kind of is like
right, Twigs?
It's like so good. like we're just waiting for them to go.
Squigs, I don't know if you agree with this, but I would love it if it came on it was broadcasted on Hulu, so that way everybody could fucking watch it and watch the destruction.
It's like, I'm sorry to be so cruel, but it would be almost like a hillbilly-esque, it's like they're going for the hillbilly kind of
I think it would be great if they did agree to Burger King catering the wedding and then Burger King served fried chicken.
God, that was so bad. So
could
you,
awful racist like, joke right there, y'all.
Yeah, but could you imagine KFC getting involved?
Oh,
oh my God.
Like,
with a no bone dippers or whatever.
No, but they're bowls, like they're chicken bowls. It's like yes. We're going to be served. We're going to have Burger King, McDonald's. It's like we're going
like,
to have a
it's
lot.
Like, it's gonna be a fast food menu of delay. I mean, seriously. Oh,
they can use all those mighty wings they've been storing up.
Oh yeah, mighty wings, please, yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh, wow.
I'm sorry to say, girl, but it's the whole. It's like you can't just not say it would be interesting if they were doing if Kim and Kanye and North had their own reality. No, they were on White Swap. But then it would get to be
on White Swap.
Yeah,
oh my God!
Celebrity White Swap.
Wait, stop. Like, back up.
That's a great idea.
It will be hilarious.
On White Swap?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Which is going to be coming on again, because my game got canceled. So that's back up on ABC's roster. So,
oh, wow. They're actually bringing it in. They're actually reining that in. Whoa.
I can't wait. I would love to see her being on a farm. An average person's farm having to wearing her Louis Vuitton shoes or Christian Dior shoes or whatever. They're like, oh, I don't want to pick up your, I don't want to feed these animals. It's like, it will be the whole, like, they can't feed themselves.
It would be the simple life all over again, and then it would really just cement the fact that she is the new Paris Hilton.
Oh,
no,
my God.
That's
no,
not
but
hot.
That, no.
But she's dumber than Paris Hilton. That's the fun part.
Yeah, because Paris is actually a rather smart businesswoman. Believe it or not.
Well, yeah, no, that's the one thing we give her credit for, isn't it?
Yeah. I kind of...
That's the one thing. Oh. Jesus Christ.
At least... Paris Hilton, she knows enough to say, okay, yeah, I act like this. It's an act on TV. But she at least knows how to manage herself with business.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
And she never got married just for publicity.
No, and I think Kim's... biggest problem, could you imagine Kim Kardashian against Sigmund Freud?
Oh God, that would be hilarious.
Oh,
I have it now. It's in 1940s Germany, and all you see is, hello, Ms. Kardashian, please come in. And Ms. Kardashian is about one, right? I know that you're one.
Yes.
I know that you're one. But you know you're going to have a very tragic life ahead.
No, I'm not.
How do you know? Because I can
How do you know that?
Because I can foretell the future.
What future are you talking about?
I'll have to tell the future. You're going to get married to this black dude who you'll never be happy with. He's going
to
make...
Rumored to be gay.
What?
I said who's rumored to be gay.
And she's rumored to be gay, which doesn't bode good for you, but you're going to also be... And also, he's going to make a load of money off of music that he hasn't even dreamt up yet.
I dreamt up
a... Who is Con... Wait a second. Who is Kanye? What does he want from me?
You're one. You'll find out later. That'll be $95, please.
I don't have it. My mom outside has it.
Oh, well,
can you build my apartment?
It's almost like North being literally raised with silver spoon. No, golden spoon.
Platinum spoon.
No. I say gold because her mom... Because you gotta admit, Kim likes her gold and... She likes to wear... It's like, yeah, she's definitely one she goes for is gold. Just from what I've seen of her with photo shoots and everything else, you could tell what she likes. Clearly. And a whole lot of bling. Which, in my eyes, she's pretty much... I could just see her being like, yes, I'm going to try to become the bitch in, become the baddest bitch in school because my daddy is Kanye West.
Oh my God.
I could see it happening. It's like,
I can see it happening too, but as much as we're having fun with this subject, we do need to press on.
Oh yeah.
We do need to press on.
Yeah.
But yet, the circus is coming. So that's what I hear. Clowns are coming. At least in the Hopkins Post today, I'm afraid of clowns. At least Red Hood is afraid of clowns. I don't know if James is afraid of clowns. Red Hood is definitely afraid of clowns. I am definitely afraid of clowns, and why are they coming and why are they here?
Right, yeah, it's like, it's...
Okay. No need to worry about clowns. Sort of. Oh, perfect. This is actually happy. Okay.
Yeah.
Red Hood is actually afraid of the clowns that look like Chucky. That is what Red Hood is afraid of. But the clowns that are actually in Maine to entertain children to earn points to their clown college degrees?
Yeah.
That is fucking awesome news.
Yeah, it is.
I mean...
Making
people happy, and the fact that they're doing it for the Shriners, holy fucking shit.
That's
huge. Awesome.
That's nice. That's awesome. That's awesome to hear.
It's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
But yet...
It's better than talking about Justin Bieber or...
yes.
Don't even mention his name.
We have a drinking game. So every time somebody...
Everyone take a shot.
What?
Everyone take a shot.
Yes. Everybody take a shot. Please take a shot of bourbon so you'll get drunk faster. Then I know Alley Cat's mum would be actually happy that we're reporting on Juan Pablo. I personally think he's a bastard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, me and my dad on how anyone who's on The Bachelor during their season, because they're hooking up and shagging women numerous times, the bastard.
Will the bastard continue to be...
You know, that might be a little bit of an insult to those of us that actually are bastards.
Sorry,
Squigs.
Sorry,
Squigs.
Oh, my.
No offense to anyone that is, but I call... It's more of a... It's play on words versus trying to do it out of... trying to look for trouble. Continuing on about Mr. Pablo.
No, I mean Mr. Pablo. Sorry. Now, he, according to Us Weekly, one Pablo was enjoying an appearance at Harrah's Resort. Pooh After Dark on Saturday, March 29th. That's actually, yes, 2 days ago.
When a woman
reportedly approached the reality star and threw a drink in her face, yelling, "Fucking douchebag," apparently this woman was immediately escorted out by security and one Pablo went on to enjoy his night, celebrating with his girlfriend, Nikki Farrell.
Okay,
now... Now,
it's like,
I sort of go, why the fuck does he have a girlfriend in the first place? Look at his fucking face. Look at his face. His face says, why the fuck are you taking a picture of me, you fucking doll? But yet...
It's like,
he has this fucking silly grin as if, you know.
It's almost like he wants to become the... He wanted to be it. Yeah, I can understand not bringing up if you're in a relationship or whatnot. But you became a reality star, everything comes with territory. You signed up for that
No. When you become a reality star, it is sort of like your store. In the case of Juan Pablo, he just fucking has this distorted view about women.
I hate to say it, but I would not. Oh, talk nice to him. Oh, ask him who he is. Play dumb. And then be like, oh, you're Juan Pablo. You don't like, you have some issues, deep-rooted issues. Maybe you should go and seek some medical attention.
Well, medical attention is one thing, but, you know.
No, psychological. That could also
help. Oh, psychological, definitely.
Yes.
I mean, I have friends who are from where he's from in Juan Pedro or Juan Pedro or whatever, and they don't act like that. They actually respect women. You know, yes, they like to have fun. But
it's like, even though he's an immigrant, he immigrated here. He doesn't have to use his, he doesn't also have to use that whole thing as a front either. There's so many people who are immigrants to the United States don't use things as a crutch. Yeah, some do, but others don't. There's those that actually come here to actually manage to succeed and progress.
Absolutely. absolutely. I mean, the funny thing is that you... the funny fact is that people... It goes back to the melting pot theory. The melting pot theory is that everybody came and everybody... everybody comes and everybody makes their own way. Nobody
yeah.
gives it to you. Nobody gives it to you, except if you're born in New York City, then everybody gives it to you. Well, even then, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You still have to work your way up. It's not like... Yeah, things could come to you. I know I grew up, yes, small town, but I could still say I... pretty close to Silver Spoon status, but I don't act like, oh, I'm a hoity-toity bitch when I'm not.
Hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity.
Something stuck up my ass.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Sorry.
Red Hood, watch where you're sticking that thing.
Oh my.
Oh, sleep night.
It could get really bad, but anyway, as we were saying, the fact that, I mean, in terms of Juan Pablo, there are bastards in the world. No offense, but honestly, there are bastards in the world. And it's funny when there are bastards in the world. There are always nice people in the world to match the bastards. But anyway, if we thought Juan Pablo was bad, OK Cupid is even worse. Because it rips off of Mozilla. Now, Mozilla... Griggs, you would agree with me, it's a phone company, correct?
Yes. I think.
So, you think. But yet, the funny thing is that OkCupid may be in business, yes.
Mm.
It may have banned Firefox, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It may have elected a new CEO, Brandon Eichel, who supports Proposition 8. Fantastic. But it's too funny. This is what the message says. If you can see the screen grab. The screen grab says, Hello there, Mozilla Firefox user. Pardon this interruption of your OkCupid experience. Mozilla's new CEO, Brian Eichel, writes, is a person opponent for equal gay rights couples, and we would therefore prefer that our users not use Mozilla software to access OkCupid. Politics is normally not the business of the website, as we all know that there are more wrongs than rights in the world than this guy and the CEOs. So you might wonder why we're asserting ourselves today. This is why. We've decided for the last 10 years bringing people all together. If the individuals like we've ever had their way, then roughly like 8% of relationships would have worked so hard that would be illegal. Equality for gay relationships is personally important for many of us here at OkCupid.
Sorry, what?
But professionally, it's more important to the entire company. OkCupid is for creating love. Those who seek to deny love instead of enforcing shame and misery and frustration are our enemies, and we wish them nothing but failure.
It's like you want...
I'm speechless.
Like, yeah. So am I. It's like...
I'm fucking speechless.
It's kind of...
I swear, I can't go on. Squeaks, take over.
Me? I don't even quite know what we're talking about.
We're talking about OKCupid. That's what we're talking about.
I had a profile on there years ago.
Years ago, right.
That whole dating site, just like Grindr? Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
OKCupid's like Grindr?
Oh, my.
It could be.
Oh, my.
I'm sure that
yes,
there's
thank
people.
You, George Takei.
Yes,
like
yes.
It's with gay
I'm
people,
sure
though,
that,
yeah.
I'm sure it's equality, not let's just keep...
It's equality, not equantity.
Well, aren't there a lot
yeah.
of specialized dating sites and services, though?
Well, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Like
oh,
Christian
yeah.
singles, and like you see on BET, those black singles websites and everything.
You mean like Christian
well,
Mingle? Yeah, which is a joke. I just go
Christian
so
Mingle?
Let's hint, what's people?
Wait a second. Please tell me. Please tell me you did not have a profile on that.
Oh, what?
No. Okay, fuck no. Even though I may have a non-practicing Catholic, I think if I ever did it on it would be almost like okay, I just like to cause myself pain with the Uber people who think oh everything it's the whole yes it's fine to follow up it's okay to have your it's like okay support our head religion but when a religious background plus dating equals whole lot of it's like yes we're going to search on sites find someone who's pretty is inexperienced is trying to live through mommy and daddy's way of being and see what happens.
Oh my word.
Which I would not okay I wouldn't be caught dead on there unless it was someone would have to pay me like over $1 billion.
Be careful, Uncle Sam is not that rich anymore. He has to borrow from other countries.
I want a nice Christian girl, y'all. Yeah.
They would have to pay me over $1 trillion. Like how much the U.S. is in debt. Before anyone sees me on there, which they will never see me on there, and if someone, yeah, it's no, it's a fuck no.
Fuck no is fucking awesome.
I support equality. I support everything, but when religious beliefs. Plus, dating comes in. There's a whole bunch of crazy that comes with that too. So I'm just looking at it. There can be.
Well, kind of. You know, it is. How do you want to say it? It's not quite... How do you want to say it? I mean, I don't think that religion plays a huge part in dating anymore.
Religion,
Or maybe it does. I don't know.
Maybe with some people it does. Not all. There's
maybe older generations, but pretty much our generation, no. We're all just a bunch of heathens.
Our generation's like, oh, yes. We'll just take anything.
It's like
calling us a bunch of whores.
No, it's like organized.
We'll just
sorry,
take
guys.
Anything.
I gotta do this.
Oh, my.
It's It's one of those organizing...
Shut up, George Takei Robot. Smack
it. It's like organized religion equals...
Oh, we're here.
We just got out. It's the whole... It's like go on whenever there's a... Go for the holidays, and then you're good for another year. Then you're good for, like, Christmas time. Or whatever holiday. That's my way of thinking. It's like... I'm sorry, I'm bad. I'm bad, but so
that is horrible.
My Christian years are burning.
I don't care. I never claimed I was an angel. I was a perfect little angel. No.
Bullshit. Bullshit. I refuse to believe that.
At least to my parents, I'm far from being an angel. They say I'm an angel with horns. Kind of understand.
But that's
why.
Just there to hold the halo up, Alika.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hold the halo up. Come on.
it's a joke with my family, yes. Yes, we joke, we kid.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, really.
So, I just think it's like I would gladly, I'm not going to, I just say I believe in what I believe, and whatever anyone else, that's fine, that doesn't matter. Religion to me, as long as you're happy with whomever's in your life, that's what matters. That's the number one thing.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that, what you just said. As long as you're happy within your life, then that's what really matters.
Religion could also do so much. It's not like, it's more, they're, all like, the Bible is only story. It would be different if it was, if it was something that, and then I say that people take it too far. Yes, it's a book. Yes, it could be interpreted in numerous ways, but there's other points where it's like, okay, hold the phone.
Well, hold the phone in so many ways. There's so many ways of holding the phone. You can hold the phone up your ass, you can hold the phone up your nose, you can be called a bonehead. There's many ways you can hold the phone. The other way you can actually hold the phone is by holding a book that says Bible phone.
Well, yeah, that would be interesting
hold
to
the
see.
Hold the fucking phone. Hold the fucking phone now. Well, why should I do now? Because I just had to hold the phone. I'll be right back. I'm going to get my skivvies.
I just don't know why. I just think that there's some happiness and equality is what matters. Whatever else, that just comes secondary.
Well, I think some people can get a little confused as far as happiness is concerned. I mean, you may think that you're happy chasing a whole bunch of people and screwing a whole bunch of people, but is that really healthy? Not really. You know what I mean?
Not as...
I mean, I don't think it's as happy as... I know I've been in relationships where... I mean, the last one I was in, before I met somebody who shall remain nameless.
Yes, someone who shall remain nameless.
Yes.
In all confidentiality, before I met the person who shall remain nameless, I was deflated. I was depressed. I was in total denial. I was in denial. It was more
denial. What, did you think you were gay and now you found out you're straight or something?
Hey, no.
Well, I didn't mean it in a mean way. I was just making a joke.
Let me find out.
No, 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 no.
chicken.
Oh, no, 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 no. I found out I was a chimpanzee, and then I turned into monkey sex. Yes, and then I converted to being a help monkey for the blind. Yes, but anyway, it's actually quite a nice gig. You never know which blind person you're going to actually swing a stick at. But anyway, you know, I think that the funniest thing about relationships and how one works is that, you know, it can come out of anywhere. You can have a relationship with almost anything. But
oh, please don't be one of those people that says you can have a relationship with a car like that guy on that My Strange Addiction or whatever show.
Oh, okay. No. I'm not going to say that. But in terms of, like, what Ali was saying with equality, right? Yes, we now live in a world where there is equality among relationships. When we were all born, there was no equality among relationships. It was more like the Eisenhowers had a fucking hold on us and was like, oh yes, we're going to have man and woman relationships, but now we can have man and man relationships. Legally, we can have woman and woman. You can have woman and woman relationships. You can have woman on man. You can have woman on chimpanzee. Who gives a shit?
That's
it's a bad combination. My husband's in
time. That's illegal.
No. My husband's been flying all over the place. It's been really, really bad. But anyway, no, I mean, in terms of, like, I've been in relationships which I felt that the other person wasn't giving me anything. But at the same time, when I met a person in that show,
your significant other that shall not be brought up, that pretty much the person that is your wrong.
Yes, that none of us even know or anything.
Yeah.
No, you. As far as you know, the rock is under the sea. but anyway, before I met Rock under the Sea, it was more like I was down there plummeting towards the seaside on Clamfest without any weight of 7-year relationship previous to that on me. You know,
no wonder you're depressed. 7 years of the same dang person. Sorry.
Well, 7 years of the same damn person going off from man to man to man to man without telling me. So basically cheating. Yeah. So basically cheating on me, basically me going through the excess shit, and then on top
that's the baggage.
Well, and the baggage, which was weighing me down. I mean, like, I think that
no one deserves it.
Yeah, on the surface, every relationship comes with shit. But, you know, this was kind of, like, specialized shit. You know, which person whose specialized baggage is now on, actually it's kind of funny, because person who's on specialized baggage is actually similar to the Kanye West and Kim Kardashian thing. Just imagine a Jewish girl and is similar to Kanye West, but thinks that he really works for a living, but in reality he works for Amway. Yeah, it's bad. It's horrible. I mean, I feel for my ex, but I can't really
I can't really see Otsutsuka too hard. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I can't. You know. But anyway, and that's all I have to say on it, on the topic. You know, I'm glad with the person who shall remain nameless. Pretty much.
And I'm sure she's happy that you're in you're in her life as well.
I really hope so.
And we're happy for the both of y'all. Both of you who shall remain nameless.
Well, no, it's exactly.
Exactly. You better hope that I don't. I mean, honestly, it's about who you. It's about really who you want to end up with, and how much money you do want to make.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. In the case of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, it's how much money do you want to blow out your ass for a Burger King wedding with Target appliances.
Hey, it could be worse. It could be a Taco Bell breakfast wedding.
Oh no! And that's
you want to talk people getting shits at the wedding?
Oh,
that's for tomorrow's episode,
yeah,
though.
It's like, here, go spend your time at a nice hotel and use their facilities.
Exactly.
Stink up their facilities.
Well, tomorrow's episode, because we only have 3 minutes left, tomorrow's episode is called Forbidden. It's called Forbidden. Bidden episode, and you can only guess why, because what's tomorrow? April Fools. But the mystery is that we are not telling you guys what we're planning, so I guess you'll just have to tune in.
It's
and,
forbidden.
And before we forget, where people could find our affiliates is amcpress.me/affiliates, where we have all of our affiliates listed on there, as well as itsmyurals.com/AMC Press that has all our links where you can contact us. And you could also check out
German. Stay tuned.
Our official site, it's AMCPressCo.com.
And who knows, there might be a new scene tomorrow, there might not be. You'll
there
have
might
to
be a new what?
That, a new theme.
Oh.
A new theme song for the show. There might be a new theme song. There might be. Or I might be playing an April Fool's musical trick on you. But you'll have to see to find out.
It's probably the latter. Everything's so forbidden, even the creators don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Exactly. Even Squeak doesn't even know what's going to happen tomorrow, and he's tossing it. Anyway.
Yep. I am?
You are. Anyway.
Whoa.
Good night.
See you guys. I don't even know. I was supposed to be a part of it, and I didn't even know I was supposed to be a part of it.
Oh, God. Do we have stuff to talk about? Anyway. Good night, guys. Have a pleasant and safe night. Do not go drinking outside 12 o'clock. Please do not drink any caffeine or anything of that. Please do not be like my person who shall remain nameless who actually drunk.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Oh, yes. She was a fucking ignoramus that night. But anyway, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Yes.
This
night.
Show.
Good night.
Good night. We are out.
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies.